These are 7 over-the-counter human medications that are safe and effective for dogs. Hello, welcome back to my channel. If you're new, welcome. Click there to subscribe. Hit the bell to sign up for notifications. Then when you click that link directly in the box below, I can send you a copy of my free book. There's a bunch of very common and effective over-the-counter human medications like this. And while I was practicing, I often advise clients, go ahead, pick up some of this cream. It could work for your dog's skin. These are 7 of the most common ones I think every dog owner should have. Number 1 for skin infections, for wound cleaning, wound irrigation, chlorhexidine topical flush. This is what we used in practice for surgical antiseptic scrub and is the most effective over-the-counter antibacterial. Your dog has a wound. You can squirt some of the chlorhexidine in water, get yourself a syringe, then irrigate that wound. Using chlorhexidine for irrigation is the best way and probably the most effective thing you should be doing if your dog has a wound. You're trying to flush out all that bacteria, prevent it from turning into an abscess. Number 2, Benadryl, great for allergic reactions, hives, itchy skin. This is one of the most common over-the-counter remedies that I advise clients use in veterinary practice. Your dog has hives, get yourself some Benadryl. Your dog's especially itchy, has atopy, environmental allergy, try some Benadryl. The standard dose of Benadryl, it's 1 milligram per pound, 2 to 3 times a day. Tula weighs about 25 pounds. These are 50 milligram tablets. Tula's dose, it would be half of one of these 50 milligram tablets, 2 to 3 times a day. Continuing on the skin theme, it's Canesten. The actual drug name is clotrimazole. Cream is really effective for many of the dog ear infections. Most of the ear infections in dogs, they're caused by Malassezia or yeast. And this is the medication that is most commonly used to treat yeast. Treating your dog's ear infection, just tilt your dog's head back, squirt in a small amount of that Canesten, rub the base of the ear well to work its way down. Do that twice a day, do that 5 to 7 days. That should treat your dog's yeast ear infection. Number 4, for our dogs with itchy skin and ears, topical hydrocortisone cream. Your dog has a red inflamed area of skin, feel free to use a topical 1% hydrocortisone cream, just applying it to that affected area 2 to 3 times a day. This hydrocortisone cream also works well for dogs with ear infections. The Canesten is going to treat the yeast. The hydrocortisone, it's going to deal with the red inflamed ears, taking down the ear inflammation. So you can put in some Canesten, you can follow that up with some topical cortisol. Apply those both twice a day for 5 to 7 days. That's going to deal with most dog ear infections. Number 5, for dog eye infections, Polysporin for eyes. This is composed of 2 ingredients, polymyxin, gramicidin, which are antibacterial. And many of the dog eye infections, they're bacterial. We're dealing with bacterial conjunctivitis. So you can just be putting in 1 to 2 drops into your dog's affected eye. Do that 4 times a day, 5 to 7 days. That's gonna remedy many of the common causes of conjunctivitis. Number 6, an over-the-counter antacid works great for people, really effective for our dogs, Pepcid. Pepcid or famotidine was very effective at decreasing acid production. So really beneficial for our dogs that were vomiting. They had regurgitation. Maybe these dogs had gastric reflux. A standard Pepcid dose is 2.5 milligrams per 10 pounds of body weight, 2 to 3 times a day. These here are 10 milligram tablets, meaning little 20 pound tool will be getting half of one of these tablets, 10 milligrams twice a day. One of the most common reasons I get calls in emergency, my dog's vomiting, what can I give at home, doc? What would I suggest? Do you have any Pepcid? If you do, try it. Remaining those dogs, that's all they needed. Last but not least, the over-the-counter painkiller, ASA, aspirin. Aspirin is an effective painkiller. There are some specific cautions. If your dog is especially dehydrated, don't be using aspirin. If your dog has underlying organ dysfunction, liver disease, kidney disease, don't be using aspirin. And if your dog is on, say, another anti-inflammatory like Rimadyl, they can't be given aspirin at the same time. But for short-term use at the appropriate dose, aspirin is generally quite safe. I use aspirin a fair amount on little Tula. She's running around, she's gone in for a big run with me, she's quite sore getting up. I'll give her half a tablet of aspirin. So the big thing is you want regular strength, 325 milligram aspirin, and you want them to be uncoated so your dog's stomach can break them down, it can get absorbed and be effective. The standard dog dose is 325 milligrams per 40 pounds of body weight twice a day. Tula's dose, it's a half of one of these tablets twice a day. So here they are, 7 over-the-counter human medications that are safe and effective for dogs. Thanks so much for watching this edition of Veterinary Secrets of Human Medications that are safe for our dogs. Click up there to subscribe, hit the bell to sign up for notifications, and when you click that link directly in the box below, I can send you a copy of my free book.